Today we're continuing yesterday's lesson titled The Great Canadian Maple Syrup Heist. So this article is talking about how a bunch of maple syrup in Canada was stolen, and how maple syrup is quite a common sight to be seen on breakfast tables all across North America, and widespread demand and also high prices have led to it being called liquid gold. So it's very expensive and a lot of people want it, so that's how it got the nickname. And due to its commodity status, the government in Quebec, Canada holds large stockpiles of syrup under lock and key. And the facility that the syrup is held at was the site of the largest robbery in the nation's history. And Camden and Lila are talking about syrup, and Camden is talking about how the flapjacks or the pancakes are, they look great. And Lila wants some maple syrup to put on her pancakes, and Camden says, try not to waste any. They say that it's more precious than oil. And Lila says that maple syrup is up to 13 times more expensive than oil. And she says this is because the cartel of farmers in Quebec, Canada, called the FPAQ. And they control over 75% of the world's syrup supply, and also implement strategies to keep the prices up. And Camden says that he knows that Quebec has the highest syrup output in the world, but how does this group, the FPAQ, how do they have so much influence? And Lila explains that the province mandates collective action through the agency, so all of the farmers have to work through the FPAQ, which in turn offers a steadier supply chain and better market access for farmers, so a lot of benefits for the farmers. And those who don't cooperate with the agency, or those who try to sell the syrup on the black market, get fined or arrested. And Camden is surprised, and he didn't know that syrup makers were so merciless. And he wants to know how the agency, how the FPAQ, keeps its members from breaking the rules. And Lila explains that they have a quota system that regulates production and helps with bulk sales. And also that any excess that is made is put into a reserve system that gets sold off when the supply of maple syrup is low for a certain year. And she also notes that stashing surplus product is how they keep prices high as well. And Camden wants to know how often the reserve gets emptied, and wants to know if they're just giant warehouses full of maple syrup that have never been touched. And Lila says pretty much, and that's the reason why a couple of thieves thought they could get away with stealing over 18 million Canadian dollars worth of the maple syrup that was stored in these warehouses.
今天我们延续昨天的文章讨论到就是关于加拿大枫糖浆大偷窃的事件。那因为枫糖浆其实就是很常出现在就是餐桌上面，很常用来被使用跟松饼一起配来吃。那因为它的广泛需求跟它的高价位，也让它被称为叫做一体黄金。因为呢就是它的商品地位，所以加拿大的魁北克省政府就大量的存放保存着枫糖浆。那是因为这样子，所以仓库就是存放的仓库成为了加拿大历史上最大的抢劫案所在地。那 Camden 跟 Lila 他们就是正在吃着早餐，然后 Camden 就跟 Lila 说，你这些松饼看起来很棒耶。那 Lila 就是想要就是沾点枫糖，所以他就请 Camden 帮他拿制枫糖过来。那 Camden 他就跟 Lila 说，你不要浪费一点一滴，因为它好像就是据说是比石油还要珍贵。那 Lila 就说呢，它之所以会比石油还要贵13倍，就是因为就是加拿大的魁北克省的政府，他们的组织叫做枫糖浆生产者联盟，也就是 FPAQ， 那他们控制了就是全世界超过75%的枫糖供应量，而且还策略性的维持枫糖的高价位。那 Camden 就说呢，他知道魁北克省它是世界上最大的枫糖输出量，但是他好奇就是为什么一个联盟可以有这么大的影响力。那 Lila 呢，他就解释说呢，因为魁北克省他授权这个联盟可以集体的管 管制蜂糖，所以为农民带来了一些利益，可以提供就是更好的更稳定的供应链跟更好的市场通路，所以那些不合作的人或者是试图要在黑市上面买卖的人都会被罚款或者是逮捕。那 Camden 他就说呢，他不知道蜂糖这样的制造商是这么的无情啊，这么的残酷，他又好奇说，那如果违反规定的人是不是就是这个联盟是怎么知道他违反规定呢？那莱拉就说他们有一个系统规定产量的配额系统，那如果而且是批量的销售，如果它超过这个定额的超过的量，就会被放在储备系统里面，等待就是供量低的时候它就会出售，所以呢存放过剩的产量也是他们维持高价的方式。那 Campen 就好奇说存量什么时候会被用光呢？是不是就是有一个就是很大的仓库放着蜂糖浆然后都没有被使用？莱拉他就说没有错，就是有这样的大仓库，所以就是为什么有一些很大胆的小偷，他是想要去偷里面价值1800万加币的蜂糖。Let's listen to the article for today. Let's listen to the dialogue.
How does one even go about stealing millions in illicit syrup? For starters, it had to be an inside job because they needed unfettered access to the warehouse.Barrels were pilfered one at a time and taken to a nearby sugar shack to be drained. Camden wants to know, how does a person go about stealing millions in illicit syrup? So illicit means illegal or at the very least disapproved by society. So if they steal it, it's illegal, so it's making it illicit syrup. So how can a person steal that much syrup?And Lila says that for starters, it had to be an inside job. And an inside job is a crime committed by somebody in the place where they work. So the thieves needed to work for the facility and able to do this. And Lila explains that it's because they needed unfettered access to the warehouse.And unfettered means not controlled, limited, or prevented by anyone. So if they worked there, they had access to it because it's their job. And if they didn't, since they said earlier that this syrup is under lock and key, it'd be very difficult for someone who didn't work there to get access to the warehouse. So it needed to be done by people who worked there.And Lila explains that barrels were pilfered one at a time and taken to a nearby sugar shack to be drained. And to pilfer something means to steal things of little value or in small amounts. So in this case, it's in small amounts. So they took one barrel at a time to steal the maple syrup that was inside that barrel, and they took it to a sugar shack to be drained.And to drain something means to remove the liquid from something, and this could be either by pouring it out or letting it flow freely away. So they took it to the sugar shack where the maple syrup is actually created from the sap that's collected in order to drain it and keep it for themselves.
Camden 他就是问说呢， How does one even go about stealing millions of illicit syrup? 就说呢，怎么有办法偷走就是价值数百万加币的蜂糖，非法蜂糖浆呢？那这边有一个形容词 illicit， 就是有非法的或者是不法的意思。那 Lila 呢，他就解释说， For starters, it had to be an inside job.就是说呢，初犯者一定是内贼，那 inside job 就是有内贼或者是内应的意思。 Because they needed unfettered access to the warehouse， 因为呢内贼呢他需要就是因为就是如果他不是内贼的话，他就没办法自由进出仓库，所以他需要一定是内贼，所以他才有办法就是自由进出这个仓库。Barrels were pilfered one at a time and taken to a nearby sugar shack to be drained. 就说呢，这个他们会一次偷一桶，然后呢带到附近的小木屋去把就是蜂糖浆给沥干。Pilfer 在这边是一个动词，就是有少数量偷窃的意思。那 drained 在这边是也是一个动词，它就是有排出液体的意思。